This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Here we go. It's hour one of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. Hope you're having a fantastic little afternoon. We got 5 hours of sports content coming up for you. General at your service, Eddie's. There's Brian looking confused as per usual. It's okay. Everything's going to be fine. Lucius Alexander's in the pimp cup over there at Master Control here. 75 and Fitzhugh keeping the Gators down best he can. You do have Wolchuk and Schiafalo reunited as your nosebleed brothers. And you have Carter Freeman coordinating your video. You can watch us at 105.3thefan.com, Twitch, and YouTube. And a good afternoon to you, fine gentlemen. How are we all doing today?
Excellent.
Fantastic. Excellent.
Yeah, I look confused because I didn't have a pen.
Oh,
okay. I just
where's my pen?
What kind of scout doesn't have a pen?
Hey, man, yeah, you got to get on the ball.
That's a bad scout, right?
That's a bad omen for the show.
Drafted back in the top 10.
Yeah.
Bad omen for the show, I think. You're going to have to rally, Brian.
I'll rally. I'll figure it out.
It is a back-to-work Thursday for the Cowboys. Monday night football this time around. They're getting ready to take on the Houston Texans. Biggest story percolating throughout the early afternoon hours is Mike McCarthy saying Rico is the lead back, and his focus is now to figure out ways to get him the ball more.
Yeah.
So
he's the play caller. He can do that if he wants.
Uh-huh.
You know.
And I just don't know how to get this done, but we'd like to get Rico the ball more.
Yeah, we need more carries from our backs.
He does have 24 carries over the last 2 weeks. We're kind of heading in the right direction, but you know, that fumble from Zeke, I think, left a really bad taste in a lot of people's mouth, and they're anticipating. What kind of an impact could it have on the team, guys?
Rico carrying the ball
Rico
more?
Getting 20 carries?
If you made Rico the feature back and got on the ball 20 times.
Oh, no. This is what you need to do. And don't be afraid to put Trey Lance in there and run him 12 times, too. You know, you really junk this thing up. You know, you're about to play a defense that, you know, we talked about, you know, is it can cover you. We'll get into that today at 3:40, but
yeah,
this group right here, I mean, there's going to be some problems for Dallas to deal with this defense. So you're going to have to play like what Mike Zimmer did the other day, a little unconventionally, kind of do some blitzing, kind of maybe mess up some coverages to try and keep your team in the game. But yeah, you roll out that same stale game plan you've rolled out there for the last 9 weeks, you're going to get blown off the field, you know, and you need to think about, what are the ways to maybe beat the Texans? Again, 3:40, we'll talk about it.
Yeah, I feel like, you know, maybe your running game isn't great, but it's better than your passing game, I feel like, in a lot of these situations.
Now,
nobody respects your running game, so they're bringing light boxes to the table a lot. Mm-hmm. And if, I don't know, you know, if we could get as lucky to have Trey Lance involved, but I don't even know if you got to have Trey Lance involved in the run game a lot. Like, the Texans are getting less yards per attempt in their run game than Rico Dowdle is, and they're committed to it.
Yeah.
You know, and it works. I think if in fact Mike McCarthy continues to struggle to have Rico in there, that's obviously a bigger red flag than maybe we were even aware of. But if they can get him in the game plan quite a bit, and he has the success, continues to have the yards per attempt that he has, then yeah, I think you beat Carolina and New York, and maybe they could get back to being formidable enough to beat some of the average teams left on their schedule. I know they're definitely not going to be good teams. I'm still scratching my head trying to figure out how they beat the Steelers. Yeah, that's win of the year so far.
Might be because you actually
gave Rico Dowdle the football, right?
That probably had a lot to do with it there.
And yes, poor quarterback play on the Steelers' part. Yeah. No question about that. Russell Wilson. Your defense played maybe their most inspired effort of the season.
You know, I wanted to believe that it was Wolchuk at Heinz Field that got it done. But
actually, good point.
But we've been at the game since.
Yeah, it's true.
We've been at games.
Yeah, but this was Wolchuk planting the flag in enemy territory. Yeah. That's right. He doesn't get to do that. Exactly. This was a road trip, and it was a business trip, and you handled it as such.
Thank you.
Looking forward to this injury report. Coming up in an hour or two, Cowboys expecting Guyton to return versus the Texans, but they have a backup plan for it. Awesome Richards.
Yeah, it'd be Awesome Richards.
Broadus says film report coming up at 3:40, looking at that Houston defense for us. You've seen both sides now, Brian, obviously, and you're going to give us the deets here coming up at 3:40. Yeah. But how good overall do you think the Texans are? When I've seen pieces of games in red zone or whatever, I just think they don't look all buttoned up quite yet.
Well, their defense is going to give you problems because they're really good on the edges. They can get pressure inside on you, and they're going to play nickel the whole entire time, and they've got four defensive backs that can all play. So you know, they've got a safety that can ball hawk, they've got a nickel corner and two outside. These guys, though, their corners don't give up anything. I mean, like, opponents are like 50% completion percentage against these guys. I mean, they've done a great job of getting assembling a group of corners that, like I say, the one thing that they'll do up front, the twist stunts, gives Dallas problems. Movement up front gives Dallas problems. And then you got receivers, you got corners and a safety that can all cover.
Dang.
This has got Detroit vibes to me. This game's got a little Detroit vibes. Where all of a sudden,
might get dog walked.
Like you're worrying about pressure, and then all of a sudden it's, oh, no, now they're covering us.
Well, you got to play back. I see why you would like the idea of Trey Lance running in.
Oh, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. I went on with Reggie Atitula down there in Houston.
Reggie!
And he said to say hello to everybody.
Hey, Reggie!
And so I was down there, and you know, him and his coach John and Reg were asking me questions. I was not painting a rosy picture for them about Dallas Cowboy football.
That's not a rosy picture. You can't blow smoke. Right,
well, yeah, that's what I'm saying, though. I mean, they're like, well, this, you know, they're trying to, like, well, the Texans. I'm like, everything the Texans do really well, Dallas is awful at. You know, when it comes to having it, there's things that we talked about. Yes, you can do to their offense potentially, much like you did to Philadelphia with Zimmer and the pressure and things like that. But their offense. Dallas's offense, if they run out the same offense that they've been, Houston will feast on this. They will not give you any space. They'll ball hawk it if you throw the ball.
The Cowboys offense
is
sort of an offense that plays, like, actively plays defense against itself. You know, like, your offense is going to give up.
They're going to move these edge rushers. They're going to move, you know, Anderson and Hunter around.
Hunter's a monster. Yeah. Anderson's a beast.
Yeah. And so now you're take your choice which side you want to rush off of right now.
Yeah.
So that, you know, everything that Dallas does poorly on offense is a strength for the Houston Texans. That's why I get this Detroit vibe. I get to feel a lot of three and outs again, and the defense gets put in harm's way. Because they can't sustain any, they're not, you know, you're going to have to junk this game up. Yep. I mean, junk it up in a way of, you know, I'm not talking about bones, fossil, fake punt kind of stuff.
Come on, man.
But you're going to have to find a way to not play to the tendencies that you've had so far through 9 weeks.
I'm getting Saints vibes here. I'm getting Eagles vibes, sure. Lions vibes.
Yeah.
You know, take your pick. The betting public is overwhelmingly siding with Mike Tyson. For Friday night's fight against Jake Paul, the bookmakers say it's on pace to be the most heavily bet boxing match in years. Odds have been drifting toward Tyson this week, with Sportsbook reporting upward of 90% of the bets coming in on the underdog Iron Mike at 58 years old. He's moved from plus 225 to plus 175 now at ESPN Bet, where Paul, the 27-year-old, is listed as a minus 225 favorite. So
can I ask you boxing guys a question here then? Is boxing,
Lucius, he's talking to you.
Well, I saw Lucius is busy. Lucius, I bring you in here for a second. So we're talking about boxing question. Are boxing fans young, or are they older now? Are they still old fans? I mean, older in age, like guys like me. boxing fans.
No, I see guys my age in the mix. Yeah.
Okay.
With their own platforms everything, getting busy.
They're still younger. Because the reason I'm asking, because everybody's betting on Tyson.
But I'm a man of a certain age.
Yeah, see, everybody's betting on Tyson, and I wonder if it's old dudes like me that remember Tyson just working everybody, betting on him because you're being sentimental.
Well, he was like plus 300. I think that just the fact that he's the underdog, you have plus odds on it.
Yeah.
I mean, you could bet on Jake Paul, but he was a pretty decent favorite up until, I guess, it's getting a little bit closer.
See, I just didn't know.
Until they see Mike Tyson hit them pads.
This week, I think it's shifting to Mike. I know I have. You know, and I'll play some of the cuts coming up on the Chuck.
See, that's what I didn't know.
Side.
I didn't know if younger boxing fans knew the history of Mike Tyson.
I'm sure a lot.
And were betting it.
Maybe they do because of the YouTube and TikTok.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah, and this week there'll be a lot that you can go back and look. But two of them in the same room, I am definitely feeling a little bit of fear from Jake Paul.
Exactly, bro.
He's starting to realize.
Like I said yesterday, he can't take a punch from Mike Tyson.
Yeah.
Not too many people can out here on this planet.
I'm totally digging this. If Mike Tyson hits him and kind of makes him, you know, kind of buttons him up a little bit.
Like, I got a cut on the other side. Jake Paul's talking about, like, the vision, and this is how the path is supposed to go. And it's like he's trying to convince himself that this is the truth. Yeah. When he's actually sitting across the table from Mike Tyson, I think he's starting to realize, holy crap, what have I gotten myself into now?
Yeah, there's just things I think that the greats see and react to that puts it on easy mode for them when they're against, you know, people in the ring who never got close to that level. I don't think Jake Paul has a great chance of hitting Mike flush and knocking him out. You know, I think on defense, Mike's going to be fine. I just don't think he's quick enough and balanced enough to put on a great attack that's going to catch a guy over half as young as him, you know, 27 to 58. It's just such an age differential. So, unfortunately, I expect a boring fight. I'll be locked into every freaking second of that 16-minute fight, though. 8 2-minute rounds, we figured it out.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, I'm kind of fascinated by this whole thing just because of Mike Tyson. I think Jake Paul has to know that the unknown. That's the thing about, I think, fighting tight. You don't know what you're going to get, right? I mean, that's got to be scary that you kind of have an idea when you fight guys, like what maybe their style. I mean, you've seen Tyson fight, like, you know, 20, 30 years ago.
Yeah, but 58-year-old Mike Tyson.
But there's so much unknown about him now.
But have you seen those videos of that?
No, that's what I'm saying.
And the man holding the pads looks scared to death when it's all over with. The man holding the pads shakes his hands when Mike is done, like, damn.
Yeah, it's different.
And this man is a skilled man on the pads. You know what I mean?
That's what I'm saying, though. To me, if you're Jake Paul, you're like going, this dude, I don't know. I mean, I think I know, but I really don't know. Because the only advantage he has is he's younger, I think.
Yes.
That's the only advantage he's got.
Sure.
Right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. If Mike Tyson was his age, he would destroy him.
Yeah.
You know, Jake Paul doesn't even fight pro boxers. It's just the age thing is such a massive difference. I will point out, though, I think you have to respect why Vegas has made them a favorite in spite of the public hammering Mike Tyson. Massive whale bets from Vegas insiders are coming in on Paul because the inner fight community believes Jake Paul is a big favorite. And if they made Tyson a favorite, the sharp money would load up so hard on Paul. You know, they would clean Vegas out. Vegas insiders expect Jake Paul to win this fight because they understand boxing very, very well.
The shady business that goes on with some of these. I mean, I definitely believe the Logan Paul Floyd Mayweather fight was rigged.
Was that the one where he's holding him up?
Yeah.
They were holding
so
up, yeah.
I don't know. I don't think Mike Tyson would really agree to do anything like that, but I can
those were exhibitions. You know, those weren't real fights.
Yeah, I get the conspiracy theory, though.
Okay, Mavs in action tonight. They'll be in Utah, 8 o'clock, NBA TV. They're 8.5-point road favorites. This is what you call a get-right game. And I'm not talking about the evening show.
Get you back to 6-5 and head on home.
Yeah. Jazz are 2-8.
Yeah.
The most interesting thing going on in the Jazz game right now is waiting to see if Jordan Clarkson tries to square up with somebody, which is pretty fun. You have Markkanen, you have Colin Sexton, you have John Collins along with Clarkson. So it's talented guys that could hurt you, but definitely not a contender, one of the worst teams in the West.
Yeah, Mavericks already played him one time here, so they kind of have an idea what they're up against.
I think the narrative of this Mavs team as it's, you know, we're 10, 11 games in, about to be 12 games,
is maybe this isn't going to be a good regular season team. What do you, if they, you know, if they continue to be up and down here over the next month or so, we'll be 20 games in, 25 games in, and it'll start to take a hold of like, wait a minute, they have all this talent. Everything is lined up. They're coming off a finals trip. They're on a mission. Everybody says they're on a mission. Maybe they just can't get laser focused on, you know, regular season games. There's so many of them. That's Luka's personality. Personality of your team often takes on the personality of the best player. So I'm hoping for regular season dominance. It is so fun in basketball, hockey too, baseball, when your team is in first place and just kicking ass every game. You're tuning in to, you know, hoping, you're believing at all times we could go on a 10-game winning streak, doesn't matter who's on the schedule. That's the kind of season I was hoping for, Brian. I just don't know if it's in them to dominate a regular season for 6 months.
Yeah, I mean, I really do believe that they're trying to win these games. I just worry that at one, there was a time when this team wasn't good as in clutch situations. They got better in clutch situations, and they've kind of reverted back in clutch situations to what they were 2 years ago. So that worries me a little bit that, you know, that they're, I understand trying to learn, and I think the injuries have played a role in this thing too.
Absolutely.
I think getting back Lively will help. I think they're going to need Washington back too. You know, that'll make it, to me, if you get everybody whole again,
of course,
I would feel a lot better about it. But, man, closing these games have been a struggle, especially against really good teams.
They're figuring out the closing five, right? And this is what Jason Kidd does. I don't think he gives a damn about seeding. He's proven that. They get into the postseason. They figures out a way to navigate the defense. He's going to mix and match a bunch of different groupings when it comes to the lineups. He's going to play everybody on the bench, even if we bitch and complain about it. That's kind of been the Kidd theme over 3 years.
Yeah, and to Dawson's point, that's probably why they'll never just have one of these eruption kind of almost 60-win regular seasons or whatever, because you don't have the Jason Kidd sense of urgency in the regular season, and you certainly don't from Luka either.
Hmm. Yeah. Mavs and Leon Bridges reveal their Trinity River Blues Encore City Edition. I think they're looking pretty swiffy spiffy in these images. Yes, we like them. Okay. When we come back, G-Bag Nation, G-Bag Today coming up at 2:30. Little Chuck Wagon next, Zachary.
Yeah, let's get you more set for this Paul and Tyson fight. And how about some latest MLB news around the base?
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
That's next.
Yeah, buddy, welcome back. G-Bag of the Day is coming up at 2:30 here on The Fan. A segment here of The Nation is brought to you by the Frankels. Life's unpredictable. Accidents happen. If you or a loved one is in an accident due to somebody's negligence, call the Frankels and get a free consultation. 214 or 817-333-3333. Hit frankelfirm.com. It's also brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. Here we go. Wooly Bully. Take it away.
All right, we'll get back to Paul Tyson here in just a moment. Are you getting excited as that fight is tomorrow night on Netflix in Arlington? 877-881-1053. Some quick bases news for you. Rays are going to play their 2025 season at the Yankees Tampa Spring Training Stadium. So Steinbrenner Field, which is gorgeous. I've been able to get out there for a game. It's beautiful.
It is beautiful.
That is where the Rays are going to play.
It's like a mini Yankee stadium.
It is, yeah. And it's a stunning, stunning field. I mean, I guess if you're not going to have your stadium ready to go, it is a blessing that the Rays, not too far away, have a variety of spring training stadiums they can choose from. This one, definitely the best, but Tropicana Field not going to be ready as they try and repair the hurricane damage.
You hate to see it. An all-time low to have to play games in a rival stadium, basically. Man, that's
division
just
rival too.
You're not committed in Tampa or Oakland, for that matter.
Yeah,
you hate to see it for the fans.
You know, it's going to be really kind of hard for those players used to playing indoors in the heat and the humidity down there in Tampa.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden now you're playing outside every night, man. That's going to put some wear and tear on that team. You know, not that anybody cares about that, but you got to think, I mean, half your games you're playing indoors, you're kind of, everything's comfortable, climate control, and you know, your pitchers, and now everybody's, I mean, God.
Get ready to sweat, fellas. Yeah,
just ready to sweat it up out there. I know it's summertime and baseball's a summertime game, but it just seems like down there in Florida,
the humidity
and the heat is not really great.
No, that is an aspect of it. Yeah. I mean, with all being indoors there, and I guess they're hoping to have it ready by 2026, but I'm sure the home run totals will be up whenever they get to play in the spring. We saw that with Toronto.
Did we get an explanation on why it's taking so long?
I guess they can't get everything built in time when it comes to the roof.
They couldn't find a hefty bag to go over the top of.
Yeah, I mean, maybe they're sandbagging it, and they're just cutting corners and being cheap about it, but they just say the stadium's not going to be ready to be played in next year.
Could they use this as an excuse to maybe get a new stadium built? Basically the Rays, their management team goes, listen, we're playing in a, you know, hey, thanks the Yankees for letting us play over here, but...
Yeah.
You know, they're using this.
This is bound to happen again.
This is leverage to maybe get a new stadium if they can.
It's probably the way Jerry'd play it.
I guess it's $56 million in renovation. There was $39 million in damage caused.
No insurance on that stadium?
So the $16 million in costs are design. I think that's why it took a little bit longer. It's because they had to wait to get the insurance squad out there to check it out.
Insurance wanted nothing to do with payment.
Dude, insurance can take months to get an approval.
Yeah. Miss a payment, see how long you have insurance for.
Mets are also apparently going to do everything necessary, was the quote from executive Carlos Beltran on to sign Juan Soto. So expect the Mets to be big into the market there for Juan, trying to pry him away from the
Yankees.
That
owner got a little taste of playoff baseball, man.
Right?
Look what he did.
I mean, they look dead in the first month or two of the season, and then all of a sudden you go to the NLCS. Hey, maybe it's worth it, dishing out all this money. All right, let's get to Tyson versus Paul. It just kind of crept up on us. All of a sudden, boom, it's fight week here in DFW. And I got to say, all the audio, the press conferences, some of the stuff, you know, I was really thinking Jake Paul, just being younger, I didn't know what version of Mike Tyson he was going to be. And I was leaning the entire buildup for this, that Jake Paul is going to find a way to win it. I've pivoted. Ooh. Mike Tyson seems locked in. To me, Jake Paul seems a little bit nervous. I think that he is trying to talk himself into what is really going to happen here, but he is starting to have some doubts. Here are some of the audio cuts. We'll start off with Tyson. You know, he's not really respecting the media-made version of Jake Paul.
Final thing, I presume that Mike Tyson is watching this right now. Is there anything you want to say to him?
Mike, I love you, but this is my sport now. It's an honor to get in the ring with you. I'm so, so honored you're a legend, but I'm going to take your throne, brother.
There's a fundamental difference between me and Jake. He's a manufactured killer. Television and papers made him a killer. He's manufactured. I'm a natural born killer. That's the difference.
I'm a natural born killer.
That's right.
He's a manufactured killer.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now they get to see.
But even as Dexter knows, he wrestled with his own mortality at times. You know, at some point, a natural born killer gets too old to kill.
Yes.
You know? You know what I'm talking about, Chief.
I do, but I think he's going up against it, and he's not going up against somebody that is like a boxing lifer. You know?
Hey, let's just put Troy Aikman out there. Yeah. Why can't Troy play on Sunday?
Because he's going up against real NFL players. If you put up against a bunch of guys that on YouTube look like they know how to throw the ball or whatever, and then you put Troy out there right now, he's going to embarrass him, I bet.
You got a point there.
Yeah, Troy could sling it maybe in a 7-on-7 flag football.
Troy had the best balls, and he still does.
Yeah.
Playmaker confirmed.
You don't lose those balls. Those stay the best balls. Tyson being locked in is the both of them earlier this week got in the same room together, and this is where I really think you can hear it, at least in my opinion, Jake Paul. Maybe he's faking this a little bit.
Obviously, it would be the biggest moment in all of boxing history when I put this man to sleep.
He dreams a lot.
I respect your opinion, but it's just my time. The universe know it. The gods know it. I know it. And you're going to know it. Plain and simple.
Okay. For next week, we'll see. I think you think this is going to be a very easy night. It's not going to be an easy night.
Why does Mike Tyson win this fight?
Because I'm Mike Tyson.
You know, the gods have showed this to me. I'm going to be faster, stronger. He's not going to know where I'm coming from. And
a great imagination.
I'm truly going to show the world that I outboxed Mike Tyson.
I'm just ready. Let's go.
Jake?
Let's go.
He's terrifying.
He is.
He's terrifying. And he is locked in. And you've got Jake over here like selling himself. The gods have told me.
Okay,
the gods have told me.
He said he can outbox Mike Tyson. He keeps saying outbox. He's not saying I'm beating you up. I'm knocking you out or anything. He said I'm outboxing.
I don't think he's going to be able to do that.
I don't think he'll be able to do that.
No, Mike won't let him get embarrassed like that. But I mean, you hear a scared Jake Paul. I hear maybe a starstruck Jake Paul. You hear a terrifying Mike Tyson. I hear an old Mike Tyson. He sounds like the Godfather right there.
Yeah. Give me a new hilarious
cat. I need a new cat.
But he's not terrifying?
I'm
going to
knock Jake Paul out. No, it's not terrifying. It's old. It's old.
I don't know. I think he's still every bit of terrifying as at 58 as he was at 38.
I think he breaks Jake Paul's ribs.
That would be so awesome. Yeah.
I think he does.
I want to believe it.
I think he hits.
I believed against Holyfield. Okay.
Yeah.
I believed against Lennox Lewis. And it sapped it out of me,
man.
Brian.
This cat's different. This guy's not.
This cat is 20 years older now.
He's not. I don't know, man.
All right, I got one that might win you over a little bit later on. I'll bring it back. Because as soon as we bring the kids into it, I think I can get you. I can soften you up a little.
He's got me going now.
We can do 40 segments of Mike and Jake, audio between now and then. I'm fired up for this bad boy. Let's go into the Pimp Cup. Here's Lucius, your G-Bag of the Day.
Nothing out here is taking Mike Tyson down but Zoloft. That's it, bro. I'm telling you right now. I'm telling you, bro. I've seen it. I was like, if Jake can handle one of those punches when it first starts off, I'm like, okay. Yeah. If he doesn't moonwalk away from that punch, when Mike put that power on him one time,
I agree.
If he doesn't moonwalk, then, hey, you might have something.
If he can eat that, then
fine. If he can eat that, but then you got something. But I don't know, bro. Power from Mike, you're going to get the moonwalking. But they say what they say. The last thing to go is your power. First thing to go is your chin. Mm-hmm. So we will see. We shall see. Hey, it is a Thursday. Our winner right here of G-Bag of the Day so far comes from the Sean and RJ show. Which one of these fools is Chop? RJ and Chop show. Jerry Jones. Jerry Jones. This is how it started. After all the media hype we had and all the viral situations from interviews of this show, this is how we started this interview.
And I know Jerry would say this is what I signed up for, but I do respect him just showing up for all these interviews while all this is happening. Like, this has to be a beating. And he's putting his jaw out there after the game, twice a week with us. That's gotta stink.
There's we say this in gambling, boy, when this game, it's a bad loss, you got kicked right in the you know what.
Yeah.
I mean, he's been getting kicked there.
But he's showing up for it.
Uh-huh.
And he takes the questions, so that's gotta be difficult. Yeah. I do respect that.
People pay good money for that.
Getting kicked?
Oh yeah.
It's kinky like
oh, yeah.
It's a category.
Let's bring in Jerry Jones, brought to you by your North Texas Ford dealers. Ford is the best in Texas. Good morning, Jerry. How are you?
Hey, guys. Good to be on with you. And I was listening to you there in your monologue real good. And You've got me really good and softened up, so let me have it.
Let me have it.
That's pretty good right
it
there,
is
bro.
Good.
Get the vibe right. All right. On a Thursday, G-Bag of the Day vibes.
Days are flying by.
They really are. The years are flying by.
Yeah.
The time flies.
Yeah.
Tell you what. All right, let's go to Stephen F. Austin versus Texas A&M Commerce. Now, I don't know which coach this was on the hot mic. I tried my best to look. I almost tapped Carter on the shoulder to see if he would help me, but he was in the middle of doing things, and I didn't want to, you know, shake his rhythm off.
Was he shooting free throws behind you?
Yeah.
Is that what he was working
Dude,
on?
Dude, I'm working on my shot, bro. Back up.
I've hit 100 in a row.
All right, let's see here. Yeah. I don't know which coach this is, but this is a hot mic. And clearly he called a timeout or something.
No.
Down. The
I just declined the penalty.
They marked the ball.
Slow down.
They got the ball back to the 25. And now they're
bringing it. There we go. Declined the penalty.
Yeah.
Sound like Gundy, kind of.
Can't tell who this is, man.
Down.
I just declined the penalty.
They marked the ball.
Slow down.
They got the ball back to the 25. And now they're putting it back.
That sounds more than a hot mic. That sounds like they put a broadcaster mic in front of them.
It's right there.
What's going on?
Hey, we got a headset on the coach here.
What is going on?
I think maybe sideline reporter got a little too close with the hot mic.
Now.
I just declined the penalty.
They marked the ball.
Slow down.
He's eating that thing, though.
Slow down.
Let me ask you this, though.
Man, yeah, is he mic'd? That's what I was wondering, too. Is he mic'd up?
Do you think that maybe the telecom thing in his headset crossed over with TV's frequency?
Yeah, that's what I was wondering. If you had a little,
it's too clear.
It's too clear, man.
That's what I'm saying. Maybe his frequency jumped onto the stadium frequency. You know, they use for the referees, and I don't know. That'd be my guess, but
they
it's very
get their
clear, very good.
On.
Very good, yeah.
Clean that up.
I just declined the penalty.
They marked the ball.
Slow down.
Slow down.
They need a DJ Pridemore in there helping them out.
Yeah, you got to get a DJ down there.
Yeah. You know? Situation squared up.
DJ
they're hard
Don
to find,
though. Pridemore.
You know, a guy on DJ or TNP's level,
yeah,
you just don't pick them up.
Don't pick them up.
You know?
Yeah.
They got to be incubated.
Yep.
Let's see what else we got right here. Let's go to NBA on TNT. Crew is having fun. Charles Barkley does not want to call Grady Dick by his government name. Yeah. Do y'all say God-given name or government name? Which one do you guys say?
It's government name.
Did you say government?
Government name. I like what you did there.
Yeah. You never know.
No, I've never heard that.
I say like God-given talent.
Yeah, the talent is God-given.
Yeah.
How about this? About that.
Government,
you
like
never
that,
thought
though.
About. You gotta see. How about this one? God is good.
All the
God
time.
God is great.
Okay. He's got a little temperature check in here. A little temperature check in there. All right. Yeah. Listen. Check this out.
This boy balling right here, y'all. I think he pointed that out, Grady Dick. But I can't say his name. I just can't say his name. Oh, I'm not gonna say his name. I don't give a damn what y'all say around here.
Come on, man.
I'm not going to say that to another man. I don't care what y'all say.
Let's call him G.
His name's Grady.
G. Hey.
Grady. I'm not going to say that man's last name.
Shaq choking.
Choking.
22 turnovers for the
Raptors. I'm not going to call another man that, Shaq. Okay. Grady, you balled it, man.
Grady
balled it. Still
trying to play with
you.
Like we said.
What's his name, Chuck?
Phoenix in Utah.
I don't think you can say Grady Ballin either.
Hey, this boy Ballin right here, y'all.
Grady Dick Ballin.
Yeah. That's his full name.
Grady Dick Ballin. That's crazy. Grady Dick Ballin. All right, last one. Yesterday was a church day. I pray you got your blessing. Shout out to my pastor, Dr. Pastor Reverend Freddie Haynes and all that other good stuff. I got a little Throwback Thursday clip for you right here. Now, this lady's making a real good point. She's making a real good point, but this is outrageous.
Hey, ha, 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 ha. Hey, hold it, hold it, hold it. Some of y'all trying to play God like he a side hoe.
What?
Some of y'all trying to play God like he a side hoe.
Oh, okay.
She could have said peace.
Don't do that. He gonna wear you out playing with it. He got no side piece.
too. It's kind of jammed
now. Stop letting people put you as a side piece.
Thank you, lady.
That is outrageous.
Great inspirational message coming out of a church day. You have the lady making a great point while praising God. Mm-hmm. A little outrageous.
And, you know.
Charles Barkley can't say Grady's name. At least it's not grade A, you know.
That would grade really A, Dick.
He had coach with a hot mic. He had declined the effing penalty if you missed that. RJ and Choppy with Gerald Wayne Jones. I'm going to go with the coach with the hot mic. There, Chief, how about you?
I'm going to go with the champ.
Lucius?
Me too, riding with the champ, Jerry Jones, glamoring us with the little joke right there. Make you forget about everything he did. You're like, you know what, man? You're pretty funny, old man.
He is. Yeah, he's a card. Well, Chuck.
I'll go Grady Dick.
Yeah, Chuck.
Grady We're Dick. Tied at two. For the second day in a row, is it RJ and Choppy Show with our champ, Jerry Jones? Is it Charles Barkley with Grady Dick commentary? Okay. We're coming back here, G-Bag Nation, with some more football content here for you. Get onto the @G-Bag Nation Twitter account and vote. You'll decide who the winner is. We'll announce it on the other side of the break. Then I have top 10 guys that could be the Cowboys' next head coach for you here in the nation. Thank you very much, Lucius. G-Bag Nation 105.3 The Fan. One of the most interesting topics going on with the Cowboys right now. Who should be the Cowboys' next head coach? If you want to text into the show with your thoughts on that, maybe you have a strong opinion. Maybe you just want to listen to the top 10 coaching candidates for America's team. But at 877-881-1053, if you want to leave your name and city you're texting from, we'll make you famous right here. It's the G-Bag Nation, the fan. As we go to bloggingtheboys.com, they have put together a pretty nice little list over here, Brian. Does any name jump to top of your mind where you're like, we should absolutely be going after this guy?
You know, I'm kind of torn a little bit because I think your team needs accountability, but I think your team needs to think about your quarterback for the next 4 years too. So I'm kind of thinking that maybe the guy that I want the accountability coach would be a veteran coach, probably defensive coach. That would be Vrabel. But I feel like they need help with this offense. I feel like they need to get this quarterback, you know, and before he just completely wears out. I just worry a little bit about him with the injuries now and his mobility. So you got to take advantage of this while you can. Mm-hmm. While he's still a young guy, because in 3-4 years' time, that's not going to be the case. So I'm leaning towards trying to help the offense first with that hire.
Yeah, I totally get that, and especially with Dak now being he's going to be a pocket quarterback.
Like yeah,
the mobility factor is not there. So we talked about it last week. Ben Johnson, who's been coaching Jared Goff and finding great success, yeah, he's the ultimate statue quarterback in the league, and they're finding great success. I think for anybody that's been watching football for the last few years, how could Ben Johnson not be at the top of your list? Now, I mean, we don't know about the culture builder. Does he get up in front? Does he command the room? Do guys want to follow him? All that kind of stuff. We don't know about the leader head coach qualities. But I'm willing to take that risk.
Yeah, and we also don't know how he's going to do with inferior talent. You know, he's got great talent now in Detroit.
That's fair.
You know, I think you need both. I think you need great talent and great coaching. I don't think you can get by with mediocre talent and great coaching.
Yeah, I kind of feel like, though, when you watch his scheme, and we all have, we've seen the Lions play. Mm-hmm. I mean, he does a great job of taking what personnel he has and playing them, letting them get on the move, you know, creating opportunities for those crossing routes, the drags, the routes that – you know, that generates separation. It's just not the static offense. There's a lot of movement. It's 3-1 side, one coming behind. You know, they're trying to find, you know, they find ways to, like, oh my gosh, we got to cover these three, but all of a sudden this guy's by himself over here wide open.
Yeah.
You know, that Dallas needs some of that.
Okay. Blogging the Boys did kind of like each candidate and then why it could happen or why it'll happen for the Cowboys. So that was the interesting part of their piece to me. With Ben Johnson, they say his name will be at the top of every hiring team's list. Jerry believes the Cowboys deserve the very best. It's why he swooped Mike McCarthy out from the Panthers last time around, and he may throw everything he has at landing the biggest name. I think the biggest obstacle there is, will he go to the amount of money that Ben Johnson is willing to do? Because I don't think Jerry has gotten close for a long time at having one of the highest paid coaches in the NFL, has he? This might be tripling Mike's salary.
Yes. Oh, yeah,
Ben Johnson.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, for sure. And I wonder what behind closed doors conversations Dan Campbell has with Ben Johnson about the Cowboys, you know, because Dan Campbell obviously has a pretty good understanding of what the organization is like, how it functions. I wonder if he would be an advocate for it, or if he'd be like, hey, might need to watch out.
Okay, why it wouldn't happen. Johnson's been picky in previous cycles. Belichick, why it would, seems like a no-brainer for Jerry. Both he and Bill have talked in the past about nearly working together at various points. Belichick reportedly has built a good relationship with Steven from their time working together at the NFL Competition Committee. He will be 73 years old.
Yeah.
How much longevity does he have? You know, and, you know, maybe all you need is a bridge head coach and a head coach that can give you some headlines. I think Bill, for a couple of years while you try to, you know, complete this rebuild on the fly, could be just what the doctor ordered.
I would only consider Bill Belichick if he's not bringing any of the New England coaches that he's had in the past.
You don't find likely, right?
I think that's totally unlikely.
Well, I'm just saying.
Like, he would probably want to bring all those guys, don't you think?
He absolutely would. And that's where I think, to me, I would absolutely just say no. I'm not interested in you being 73 years old and, you know, and then all of a sudden you try and convince me that Josh McDaniels could be a head coach when I'm done and this kind of stuff. You know, and he's probably going to want a thing where he looks out after his son, who's the coordinator there at Washington. You know, does he bring him in as a defensive coordinator now? You know, that kind
either of him or Fat Patricia. I mean, those are really the only two options.
I don't think that building's big enough for both those Steves.
Yeah.
To be honest with you. Yeah, but I would love to have him. I love watching Steve Belichick talk because it sounds just like his dad.
He's goofy,
his
too. Faces.
Yeah, he's funny.
You never know what's going to happen with his mouth there.
Bobby Slowick, this week's opponent, why it'll happen. The Shanahan coaching tree is hot, and Slowick hails from it. His quick success with the Texans has made him a hot commodity. And his football bloodline helps. He could modernize the Cowboys offense. Why it wouldn't? 37 years old, second season running the offense, hasn't been great as last year. There's a feeling Slowick needs to marinate as a coordinator before making the jump.
Yeah, agreed. I mean, if you told me somebody who I think is in a similar realm, but who I would rather have would be Joe Brady, the play caller, your former LSU guy over there. He's now with Buffalo. If you're giving me young, unproven, never done it before guy that like has some kind of question, I'd rather go Brady than Slowick.
And why I don't think it happens is I would just still be stunned if the Cowboys actually went a route of a guy that doesn't have head coaching experience.
Okay, you have an Aggie here. Aaron Glenn up next, the Lions DC. Why did it happen? Glenn's a Texas native. He also played for the Cowboys in the Parcells era. He even has front office experience, having been the GM of a startup league team based in Houston before 2 years as a scout for the Jets. Why it wouldn't? Glenn hasn't been as picky as his fellow coordinator, Ben Johnson, but he also isn't in a rush to leave Detroit. He's also very close with Parcells, as is Dan Campbell, and that could color his perception of what it's like to be the Jerry Jones head coach. So, yeah that angle for both him and Ben.
And he's been tied to the Saints a little bit because he used to be on staff there, and they obviously have an opening, so he might want to go back there. I don't know.
Brian Flores offers much of the same appeal as Belichick with the grit and the accountability. He was the coach of the Miami Dolphins. We go to our official Dolphins insider, Eric Chiafalo, for his thoughts.
Well, I think as a defensive coordinator, you're talking about a home run hit. As a head coach, you wonder how much has he evolved since the Tua stuff, but he was clearly over the top with the way he handled some of those things. I do think the Cowboys kind of need something like that, though. You know, a guy who rules sort of with an iron fist. So I would be here for it. I wonder who he would get as his offensive coordinator, because when he was the head coach for the Dolphins, he could never get that right.
Okay, let's hear a new name that maybe we've only talked about once or twice. Liam Cohen.
Tampa Bay.
OC in Tampa. Lengthy career in the FCS. Liam Cohen got called up to the Rams staff in 2018, where he learned under McVay. Okay, successful stint with the Kentucky Wildcats offense before coming back as McVay's OC. Then went back to Kentucky before taking the Buccaneers job this year.
Weird.
That is weird.
He went back and forth. It was kind of like he was like, yeah, I want to get this opportunity. And then he went back to the Rams. He came back to Kentucky. You know, it was kind of strange. Like nobody's kind of, they think he might be a little flighty, a little flaky.
Yeah, that does sound like non-committal.
Yeah.
You're always looking for the next thing. Cohen's becoming a trendy head coaching candidate. Had success both college and NFL and comes from the McVay tree. Mm-hmm. Why it wouldn't work similar to Slowick? Cohen's still pretty green at just 38 years old, just his first year calling plays at the NFL level. He's got 4 seasons of experience in college. Dallas may want more prepared for the top job day one. I don't know. Maybe that's a candidate that you could you could snipe if he becomes available for a, you know, an OC role, like a lateral type of move.
Just, yeah, steal.
If you had a great, you know, DC like head coach, you know, like Mike Vrabel or Bill Belichick or something. Zach Robinson, the Falcons OC, is fun. Todd Monken, I know we talked about him last year a couple of times. The Ravens OC.
Yeah.
Is number 9 and 10 on this list.
Jackson Smith Nagujuba.
Wow.
No, okay. No John Gruden, huh?
No. JGZ in there.
No Johnny Gruden.
The newest Barstool employee. Feeling nicey.
Is he doing work for Barstool
he
now?
He got picked up. Yeah, he got his gig today.
Yeah, I mean, his TikTok is just on
adjust
fire.
His tears real quick.
Seems like they'd have good synergy.
Oh, we can still get into it a little
there's
bit.
There's plenty to talk about here, don't you worry.
Yeah, there's a lot of NFL news.
But the Vrabel thing seems most likely to me. And I do have a little bit of optimism he can bring in a good offensive coordinator, just judging from his first hire in Tennessee, which was Matt LaFleur. Mm-hmm. So maybe he's got it. Maybe he's thought about that a little bit.
Have you thought about what you want to do next, Wolchuk?
Yeah, let's do some NFL news of the day. How bad is this Cowboys offense? And we got another team that's accused of being soft. That's next.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.